Hello and welcome to The Debate. The government in the Iraqi Autonomous Region of Kurdistan made its first sale of crude oil recently to Turkey, prompting a fierce response from the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, which filed legal action against Turkey. Aside from the legal issue of who's right and who's wrong, what are the political messages of oil sales from Iraqi Kurdistan, especially when news broke out that Israel and the United States were buying the oil? On this debate, we'll discuss this dispute and examine whether Iraq's Kurdistan region has any real intentions of settling this dispute with the central government, or is it only after autonomy, and the possibilities of U.S. and Israel influencing Turkey to sell oil transported from Erbil.
Tension once again flares up between the Iraqi government in Baghdad and the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region in the north. Baghdad has condemned the Kurdistan region's move to export crude oil without the consent of the central government. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has accused the authorities in Kurdistan of stealing Iraq's oil. Meanwhile, Kurdistan authorities have defended the decision on foreign oil sales, saying they will not give up the oil control in the region. But the oil sales from Kurdistan have already started. The crude was piped to the Turkish port of Ceyhan days ago. Media reports say American and Israeli oil refineries have joined the list of customers for oil from Iraq's Kurdistan region. The U.S. imported its first crude cargo from the region 2 weeks ago, while at least four have gone to Israel since January. A senior Iraqi oil ministry official said Baghdad had no information on the sales to the Israeli regime, but was investigating the case. The Iraqi government has repeatedly said that circumventing Baghdad in the oil sales is illegal and has threatened to sue any company involved in the trade. It has also, on several occasions, criticized Turkey for forging independent ties with the Kurdistan region. Turkish officials have visited Kurdistan a couple of times without permission from Baghdad. Meanwhile, an Iraqi official has particularly called the oil sales to Israel a dangerous development. The oil exports to Israel come as no Middle Eastern country has agreed to sell oil to Tel Aviv over the Palestinian issue and their refusal to recognize the regime in the first place. Iraqi officials in Baghdad are angry at the Kurdistan region as it has been establishing ties with foreign countries, while under the Iraqi constitution, Kurdistan cannot have any independent diplomatic and economic relations with foreign countries without the prior authorization from Baghdad.
Let's find out what our guest thinks. Let me introduce them. From London, we have Zayd al-Issa. He's an Iraq affairs expert who joins us. And from Erbil, we have Athman Ali, who's a professor at the Erbil University. Gentlemen, welcome. Let me start with you first, Athman Ali, and ask you, there are two legal points that I'd like to get clarification on. First of all, can Iraqi Kurdistan sell oil on its own or not? Or does it need to go through the central government in Baghdad?
Good evening. Yes, I would like to answer your question in a very brief form. The Iraqi constitution, Article 115, states all powers not stipulated in the exclusive powers of the federal government belongs to the authorities of the region and governments that are not organized in a region. With regard to the other power shared between the federal government and the regional government, priority shall be given to the law of the region and governors not organized in a region. This is Article 115 from Iraqi constitution, which is very clear, it is in favor of the region. Article 112, which states that federal government with the producing governors and regional government shall undertake the management of oil and gas extracted from present fields, provided that it distributes its revenues in a fair manner in proportion to the population, the distribution in all parts. So as you see, it's very clearly the region has a constitutional right to do so.
So I gather that question.
And it has been, by the way, one more point I can add. It has been a practice, and the Iraqi government was silent on this issue. But honestly, the present crisis is a political. It has no legal basis. And hopefully we will address the other political issues as the program goes on.
Well, I'm going to ask that question from our guest there in London. This is not a legal issue, Zayed Al-Issa. As our guest said, it's a political one. Do you agree? And what is the political points here?
Well, I mean, first of all, let me be very clear about it. What is happening by Kurdistan is a clear and stark and blatant violation of the letter and the spirit of the Iraqi constitution. The national wealth, the sovereign wealth of the country belongs to the government, which represents the Iraqi people in their entirety. The government has to be representative of all Iraqi people, regardless of their sect or ethnicity. And the only government in the land which represents the Iraqi people is the central government, which the Iraqi Kurdistan regional government is supposed to be part and parcel of that central government, because they have highly prominent ministers within that government. And actually, the president of Iraq, who is supposed to be the guardian and the protector of the Iraqi constitution, is actually a Kurd. So the Kurds feature prominently within that government, and the sole right to actually develop and export Iraqi oil should belong exclusively to the central government, which then has the responsibility of distributing that wealth amongst the regions which are supposed to be within a federal Iraq. Now, the actions of the Kurdish regional governments are in stark and flagrant violation of the federal nature of Iraq, not only in terms of the export of oil, but we have a whole host of flagrant violations which range from foreign policy that the Kurds are pursuing independently and without consultation, and in stark violation of the terms and condition of the Iraqi constitution, forming and establishing relations with highly and increasingly hostile governments like Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and in total consultation and coordination with Turkey. We have also the flagrant violation by the Peshmerga, who are supposed to be part and parcel of the Iraqi military, while we can clearly see that they are hell-bent on confronting and combating the very Iraqi army and refusing to hand over responsibility to the Iraqi army in terms of the exclusive powers that the constitution stipulates should be the Iraqi government's own and exclusive responsibility, that is overall uncontested control of the airports, of the border posts, and we've seen the Peshmerga firing and combating the Iraqi army, and also importing highly sophisticated weapons and seizing the Iraqi army's own weaponry, which belongs to the old Iraqi army. And this all happens under the full eye and the full consent of the American occupying forces, which did not rein in the influence and exceeding power of the Peshmergas, and actually allow them under the perfect pretext of combating
Let me come in now, Zayed Al-Issa, to get let's get a reaction from our guest there. Let's get a reaction from our guest on Erbil. Othman Ali, you talked about some political. This is a political thing. It's not. It's not a legal issue. What are the political points that you'd like to make on this?
Yeah. First of all, my colleague from London is really spitting out Maliki government's propaganda, and he doesn't seem to understand in the two articles, which I read it very clearly. I think he needs to take a course in law and in constitutional law so that he understood, because I read it very clearly. Now, let's look at the political issues. But before I go to that, he says the Kurdistan regional government, by the way, I do not represent Kurdistan regional government. I am only an academic here, and I disagree with many issues and policies of the Kurdistan regional government. But let's not mislead the audience. Iraq is going through a very critical stage. All Maliki's effort since the last 8 years in the government is in a gross violation of Iraqi federal constitution. He marginalized the parliament. He marginalized the partnership in running the country. He appoints the commander of the divisions without resorting to the parliament. Just one example. And he has alienated even the Iraqi Shia parties in the Iraqi Shiite alliance. He's trying to remake Saddam's personalist dictatorship style, which Iraqi people have suffered a lot as a result. So this, I think, if Issa lives in Baghdad, he will understand the propaganda which he's spitting out of central government.
But what
government,
you're saying
speaking
is a carbon
about
copy
the Peshmerga
of
forces,
what
Peshmerga
Masoud Barzani has been saying all along.
Fighting
he was simply
for the
repeating over and over again what Masoud Barzani has been saying and his
in
media propagating over and over
Iraqi
again.
Iraqi people have
okay.
Kurdistan. The people in Kurdistan has all the means
Adnan
and
Ali,
the
if I may have you hold to your thoughts,
but
please hold on to your thoughts.
And they became a part of the constitution.
Adnan Ali, hold on to your thoughts because our guest Zaid Al-Issa has a reaction to what you're saying, then we'll come back to you. Zaid Al-Issa, go ahead.
Well, but I haven't addressed it.
First
I'm sorry.
I know, hold on to your thoughts so we can get a reaction.
You asked me about the political issues.
Hold on a minute. Let me respond. What you're saying is simply a carbon copy and a repeat of what has been propagated over and over again by Masoud Barzani, which is baseless and groundless. He has actually extended his presidency without referring back or going back to the very people who elected him, that is the Kurdish people. And that's a stark violation of the basic principles of democracy. He does not adhere to democracy, and he has utilized and exploited the void left by the departure of Jalal al-Talabani, the leader of the PUK, due to sickness. And he has actually exploited that to tighten his grip on power and to tighten the noose around the PUK's legitimate rights in Kurdistan. We've seen
very
that.
Very well. You made your
the
reaction there, Zaid Al-Issa, with respect to our guest in our bill, Adnan Ali. Hold on, Zaid Al-Issa. Adnan Ali, now you can continue if you have a reaction or continue with the points you were making.
Okay. The political issues which I was earlier referring to is this. Maliki government failed to adhere to an agreement to run Iraq, that was called 2010 Erbil Agreement, to run Iraq.